All right, everybody, welcome to the 42 North 78 West Show, episode 3. I thank everyone for coming today. I have my co-hosts Alex Cloudon and Kevin Leville.
What's up?
So you guys doing? It was hot today.
It was really hot. It was a beautiful weather. Whole weekend, really. It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was hot yesterday for the game, but today, I mean, weather was amazing. I mean, I raked some leaves, but that's as far as I got. But then the rest of the day, it got worse.
But the thing with Buffalo is, you know, it was 70 degrees today, but next week it could very well be snowing. So
that is
true. You got to be on the lookout for that.
That's what happened with the November storm. Next, you know, 7 feet is going to be outside. But, yo, of course, we can celebrate a Victory Monday, which is a good thing.
Yes, sir.
But, of course, everyone has to be blaming Russell Wilson.
Yes, because Russell Wilson can prevent 44 points from being scored on his defense.
Yeah, I know. And that's all they want. All everyone wants to say, you know, Russell Wilson didn't do enough. But, of course, they show you the stats. The Seahawks have been giving up the most points in the NFL, so they have been playing shootouts every single week. You know, that's what they're going to say. You know, just can't, like I saw a lot earlier, Cam Newton threw 397 yards against them. When have you seen, what do you say about?
Yeah, like with that kind of pressure every game, I mean, Russell Wilson's bound to just have those games where he turns the ball over because he is forced to do so much every game.
Right. Right. That's, you know. But another good thing we can, of course, say good, we haven't been 7-2 since 1994. We weren't even born yet, so
yep.
I think this is something. Hey, something exciting coming, you know? Here we go.
Yep, been waiting our whole lives for a team like this, really. I mean, last year was just kind of a, what do you want to call it? Like, just kind of a, you know, a stepping stone, I guess, and just got a little taste of success. And before this week, I wasn't sure if we were for real yet. I was holding back. When we started off 4-0, I was, you know, all in, we're for real. And then a big drop off in performance against the Titans and Chiefs and even the Jets, even against New England, we didn't play our best game at all.
Yeah, it was, you know, but
yeah. So I wasn't really expecting a win like this.
But, I mean, defense stepped up. What a game for defense.
Defense did all you could really ask for against an offense with that kind of firepower and an MVP candidate quarterback.
Yeah.
Top three quarterback in the league. I mean, they did all you could ask for.
Yeah, I mean, you play a good game when we gave, you know, of course the Seahawks gave over 4 turnovers. We, you know, Josh Allen didn't, you know, we kept the ball. We secured the ball. Not one turnover, which is, you know, a fantastic stat. Josh Allen, you know, has really cut down on his turnovers. I don't really, you know, they didn't do a lot of QB draws this time. Josh Allen flying all over the field, which is a good thing. He stayed in the pocket and and it was a great game.
And speaking of the defense, you know, we need to apologize to AJ Klein. You know, as Bills fans, we have been on him for ever since week one, probably. And he played one hell of a game. I mean, you got to give him all the credit for his performance yesterday.
Yeah.
Please, AJ Klein. Ask for forgiveness, buddy. Please. We're terribly sorry. We've been hard on you. We're sorry.
I was hard on him, too. I was like, damn, this. But, you know, once he got that strip fumble, I was like, oh, whatever happened, it was whatever. AJ Klein's the best linebacker on the Bills now. Not really. Where's Matt Milano? I'm just kidding. But special teams, of course, stepped up. You know, games start off with I thought Roberts was taking the house first kickoff. I was like,
absolutely. No way. Set the tone right away, gave our offense excellent field position. And we already knew that we should be able to score on this defense. And offense was able to step on the field with great field position and was able to give Josh and the offense a lot of confidence right away. Put 7 on the board right away. Defense got the stop right after that as well. And just rarely looked back from there. Minus a little bit of a lull in play in like the third quarter, but it didn't completely collapse like the Rams game.
Yeah, no.
You know, they weathered the storm, they fought through it, and yeah, it was this like you said, special teams. We won all three phases.
Yeah, yesterday. Third quarter was still pretty shaky. Yeah. Of course, it's known tradition now that third quarter is not going to be the greatest quarter.
Yeah, still a bit frustrating, but again, they didn't completely let it. They didn't let it completely. You know, they didn't completely collapse from it. Like I said, like in the Rams game, when we were just completely dominant in the first half, and then second half we just fell apart and let them get back in the game. And
yeah, but we'll see, you know. But another good stat I saw, you know, Josh Allen completed over 82% of his passes, you know, which, you know, it's great stats. And, you know, just like I was saying to you guys before the show, you know, you go on SportsCenter, everyone wants to say, like, oh, Seattle, oh, they could have played better. Oh, they could have done this. Oh, they talk about Bills real quick. The one guy from GetUp, who's that one guy? He's like a massive Jets fan. You know what I'm talking about?
Greenberg?
I think it's Greenberg.
Mike Greenberg?
I think, yeah. Yeah. That dude will talk about, he'll be like, yeah, so Buffalo won. Okay, what do you think about it? And then he won't say opinion, but if the Jets come up, he'll be like, oh, Jets are terrible, this and then that, and then this. Won't even talk about the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, I feel for him because he's got to watch Joe Flacco start tonight in primetime football on an 0-8 team. So you got to feel for the guy a little bit.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you'd think he wouldn't want to talk about the Jets.
Yeah, right. He hates Adam Gase.
I get why he wouldn't want to talk about a division rival like the Bills
who
are killing it. But, yeah, why, I don't know why you'd want to talk about the Jets.
But, of course, we can celebrate a victory Monday, which is always good. You know, we always love it.
Absolutely.
But so the one big news that's going on, no one's really talking about, is that the MLB free agency has been open for almost 7 days now. And, you know, it's all about football. But, you know, we still got to give baseball some credit, you know.
Things will be starting to heat up soon. The first week is a lot of just sending out qualifying offers for players that are eligible for it, and filing arbitration for guys. But yeah, I think within a week or so it'll be really heating up, especially like next month when the winter meetings begin. But yeah,
I mean, who do you think are some players you think will be like moving or staying?
I think Trevor Bauer is definitely moving from Cincy. It sounds like Marcus Stroman, another starting pitcher, is
gonna
be leaving.
I mean, I have a lot of rumors. I mean, there's rumors here. You got George Springer might be moving to the White Sox. Let's see what else we got. We got Ozuna, Nationals. That would be. Could you imagine putting him up with Soto?
Yeah,
that'd be a dead. That would be.
Them
be
in
a
the
3-4,
a righty lefty, that could be dangerous.
That, and of course your man DJ LeMahieu could be going to the, this one says it's going to the Blue Jays. Kevin, what team did you say that he might be going to?
The New York Post mentioned that he could go to either the Mets or the Red Sox. Oof. Which would be awful for us Yankees fans here. But I mean, I could see the Mets are probably gonna be spending some money, new ownership. They're gonna be bringing in a new GM, so I could see them making a few splashes to try to, you know, win the fans back over.
Right.
The Red Sox, you know, we'll see, because they're kind of in a transition where they don't want to go above the luxury tax. So they may be relying more on their farm system, but you know, they still have JD Martinez's contract that they're still paying. They might still be paying Pablo Sandoval. I'm not sure, but I think he still might be on the books.
Right. I mean, another big name also is Marcus Stroman. I mean, they say he's going to the Angels. Which would be Angels. They got great bats, but they can't put it together.
The Angels are good for at least one huge contract in each offseason, so I could see them throwing a ton of money at Stroman just because that's the Angels, and they love paying one guy every single year.
And your boy Tanaka, too. He could be resigning. I don't see him going anywhere. He loves the Yankees.
I would like to see them bring him back. still very solid. You know, as long as he's not their number two guy in the rotation, I still think they have to go out and bring in another top tier starting pitcher. I could see them bringing back James Paxton, who missed most of the season. They would have to bring him back for cheap. I'm not giving a bit. You know, it should be just a one year prove it deal. Like, you're healthy again now. Go out there, prove what you're worth. I would love to see Tanaka back. I would hate to see him in another uniform. He's been a good Yankee. I would love to see him be able to win a ring with the Yankees.
Yeah, no. Just two resigning things. You know, that everyone's projecting. You know, Justin Turner and Jock Peterson to be resigned by the Dodgers. Another big names. You know, there's Nelson Cruz is out there. Oh, was one more? I saw one more. Nelson Cruz. That's one more. Nelson Cruz. And Bradley Jr., who played really good for the Red Sox. Remember that? He might be on the move too. But another thing I would like to mention is, will you think Puig or Cespedes be signed anywhere? Because Puig was supposed to be picked up by the Braves, but then tested positive. That never went in. Cespedes, you know, dipped halfway through the season. But do you think they get a job?
I think so. You know, especially if they do move forward with the universal DH, which it sounds like they're going to, which I'm all for. Then there's definitely going to be more players of their caliber finding jobs, because more teams are going to be looking for just a guy who could strictly just hit. They don't have to play him in the field at all. Whereas usually players like that would really only be limited to like 15 teams, which would be all the American League teams. But now they have more options. More teams are going to be in need of another bat in their lineup now. So I could see it still.
And another thing is, you know, they're always talking about Lindor might be traded again. They say he might be traded to the Dodgers, but you wouldn't like that one, would you?
No, they have enough firepower.
They got enough.
I mean, yeah, they just made their huge splash last offseason with Mookie Betts. They don't have to do it. They don't have to make another one like that for another elite player. Right. I would love to see the Yankees kick the tires on Lindor. I'm not sure how far I'd be willing to go to trade for him. I mean, they don't have a loaded farm system right now. And that their top prospect in the system is completely untouchable. Jason Dominguez, he's a generational talent. So he's untouchable. They can't trade him in any deal. It's going to have to be a key position player in the deal, I think.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, we can move on to our next thing. What's one team you think is one piece away from a, you know, high powered offense? I think I know what your answer is going to be, Alex.
Well, the Yankees for sure. Yeah, I mean, I know you. But they've been one piece away
every off season. I mean, MLB free. I mean, this is probably why now people like to talk about MLB free agency. It's baseball. You know, we like it for FanDuel. You know, we like our cheap bats, guys who get on base. You know, Moneyball.
Yeah,
we love our Moneyball.
Get on base. Get on base.
No bunts.
Don't steal.
They're just giving you an out. If they bunt it, throw it to first. Don't be a hero. But other than that, we got tonight's game. We have the New England Patriots going against the New York Jets. It's gonna be definitely not a great game tonight. I don't see it.
A couple months ago, back in the summertime when we weren't sure if we were going to have a football season, I would kill to have a game like this to be able to watch this year. I'll watch any bad game just to make sure that we have a football season. I'm going to try to appreciate it. The fact that I am watching football,
yeah,
as bad as it will be, especially with no Sam Darnold tonight, but
yeah, speaking of the game last night, just Bucks stomped all. I mean, the Saints stomped all over the Bucks. I mean, you were loving it last night.
I was loving it. Gotta love it. Takes a beating like that. And my boy Jameis got some snaps too. Just saying. Got some garbage time snaps. My boy. Oh no.
I do have to comment about, so tonight's game is Cam Newton versus Joe Flacco. Now, if you told me that 5 years ago, I would be excited to watch this game, especially if you said that Joe Flacco has Frank Gore behind him to hand the ball off to. But in this universe, in this COVID world we're living in, this is going to be an ugly game.
Is it?
It's not going to be enjoyable. I mean, it is football, but it's not going to be very good football. You know, the Jets are on a mission to lose every single game this season. And I don't know if Darnold's actually hurt. I really think they might have just sat him out to be like, listen, we have a better chance to lose with Joe Flacco in. Because, you know, the way the Patriots have been playing lately, you know, I think the Jets were afraid that they might actually pull one out tonight. So you got to pull out all your stops here. Get Joe Flacco in there. Give Frank Gore his 3 yards per carry.
Yep.
And call it a night.
Yeah, I see the Jets actually pulling this game off. I wouldn't be surprised. The Jets, you know.
Hope you're right.
Oh, well, you know, Adam Gase, give him one.
I mean, Jamison Crowder's playing tonight. I mean, whenever he plays, he seems to get like 10 catches over 100 yards. But he's never really healthy, so we don't get to see that too much.
Yeah, we don't see it. I mean, that's one of the questions today. I mean, one of the questions was, do you think, will the Patriots play better tonight?
I feel like you kind of have to. I mean
yeah, you have just, to.
Even if you don't want to, you're playing the Jets. You're going to play better. Yeah. Like, even if you have your worst game, it's still probably going to be better than your last game.
Yeah, and I mean, the other one was, you know, are the Jets going to show up? I mean, who knows? Maybe it might be a good game.
They will be there. They will be in attendance.
They'll be there,
That's the most they will show up, that we know at least.
Maybe they don't, though. Maybe they just not show up.
Maybe who knows?
They might be better off just staying in the locker room, you know, just rethinking things, you know, forfeit the rest of the season.
And then they get to the draft, and then Trevor Lawrence is like, I don't want to play for you.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
If I wasn't a Bills fan, I'd feel terrible for the Jets, but I really don't feel as bad because that's just one less problem we got to deal with
one less
as Bills
problem.
Fans.
But if you're going to watch the game tonight, I mean, if just because you like some football or you got starting players and you want to see basically, you want to see if you're going to score some points tonight. That's what I would watch the game for. But other than that,
basically, if you're starting the Patriots defense, you're going to be watching.
Right.
That's
you're
probably about it.
Yeah, right. Or you got who's the other one? Yeah, you got Crowder,
Cam Newton, maybe Damian Harris.
Yeah, that's probably only players you can think of. But other than that, we got, you know, any fantasy football moves you guys make. I mean, we got Nick Chubb's coming off IR, which is a good. You know, everyone who's got Nick Chubb, that's a good running back coming back.
Well, I felt really good playing J.D. McKissick yesterday because he put up, I think, 16 or 17 points. Turns out Alex over here has Dalvin Cook, who dropped a 40 bomb on me. And then
he's been great.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm watching the highlights and I'm like, oh, I think I'm playing him. So love that. And then Alex over here picks up Drew Lock, who I don't know where. I get he's playing the Falcons. You know, their pass defense is up there with the Seattle pass defense. But, yeah. And then, you know, I was like, oh, maybe Tom Brady. Yeah, last night, he had a 5-touchdown game a few weeks ago. Maybe he'll have another one tonight. Nope. I get 3 interceptions and only 200 passing yards. And a massacre of a defeat from Alex over here.
Meanwhile, I beat Sebastian.
Oh my god! You gotta bring this up.
Not one.
Whoa!
Actually, I think our second matchup is still going.
I don't see it.
Yeah, I think just look real quick. Just wants to load, but yeah.
I mean, that's going. We got notable pickups. We got notable pickups. We got Duke Johnson, Wayne Gallman, Danny Amendola. There was something to hear about Danny Amendola is getting a lot of targets from Detroit right now.
Yeah.
Because I guess Marvin Jones is doing pretty well. And then Curtis Samuel, Panthers are playing great too. They almost pulled it off against the Chiefs.
It's 2 weeks in a row now that Curtis Samuel's done well for me. And then, yeah, like you mentioned, Danny Amendola, he did well for me too in another league.
Yeah, gets me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because Kenny Galladay was out for them, yeah. So.
Oh, one notable thing is Christian McCaffrey is in doubt for next week because he injured his shoulder. So if you did not drop Mike Davis yet, do not drop him because he might be starting again next week. So I know the one league I had him in, I didn't drop him yet, and I'm thankful I didn't because I was very close. So
damn, McCaffrey's out already? Damn.
Put your waiver claims in for Mike Davis if he's out there because he might be starting again.
Man, Chris McCaffrey went off again. I was like, man, here we go. 22 touchdowns. You know, here we go, Christian McCaffrey, and he gets injured again. Oh, that's not good. You know, it's not good when Christian McCaffrey starts going down.
It's bad enough it's, you know, a COVID football season, but, like, for fantasy football, you know, players, like, this is such a terrible year, losing Barkley, losing McCaffrey for half the season. You know, guys like Cortland Sutton going down. It's just been a rough year. I mean, and plus every week you're like, you know, is anybody on my team going to miss because of COVID? Like, it's just, it's been an anxious fantasy football season for sure.
Yeah. It's, yeah. With all the COVID things, it's basically, you have to be ready on a Thursday night to pick up that one player because you never know, test positive, bam, you need to switch your lineup immediately.
Yeah. Unfortunately for you, if it wasn't for Stafford having COVID this whole week, I probably would have never picked Drew Lock up.
Well, funny you say that because you still beat me by like 60 points. I think I only put up 87. So you could have had Tom Brady just like I did, and you probably still would have won by a decent amount. You could have started your boy Jameis Winston, and you still would have pulled out a W. You would have been eating a W, to be more specific.
Yeah, you
got to
eat that W.
Fair point, though.
Yeah, well, it's a fair point. But I think we got through almost everything. You know, it was a quick show today. Not really much happened over the weekend. You know, not really much. So, I mean, it's a quick episode.
Sports-wise, at least.
Well, sports-wise, you know. Hey. But, yeah, other than sports-wise, really nothing else we happened. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't get a guest today because, you know, no one really responded. So I got to make sure, you know, we'll get a guest next time. I think that's probably all the show we got today, but I thank everyone for coming today, and we'll see you Thursday. We're gonna have a new schedule, so now our shows are gonna be Monday and Thursday at 7 o'clock between 7:30. I will make sure I post what the time will be for our show, but I thank everyone for coming today.
Later.